This is KCRW. I'm Jonathan Bastian. The city of Santa Barbara is suing one of its biggest landlords. Dario Pini owns over 100 properties across the city. Now he's faced with three lawsuits and more than 3,000 building and safety violations. Pini is known by many as a slumlord. He rents to mainly poor Mexican immigrants who speak little English and endure substandard housing for fear they'll get evicted. KCRW's Larry Perel spoke with City Attorney Ariel Colon, who spelled out one of the lawsuits he's bringing against Pini.
The District Attorney, Joyce Dudley, gave me authority under California's unfair competition law to sue Mr. Pini and his affiliated LLCs, claiming that the health and safety code violations, which we found 3,200 of just last December on only 13 properties, amount to an unfair business practice. In other words, as against other property owners who do the right thing and maintain their properties, Mr. Pini gains a competitive advantage by violating the law and not maintaining his properties. Now, the real stakes here, though, are not the money. The stakes are the health and safety of hundreds, if not thousands, of tenants.
You conducted some raids. Tell me a bit about the raids, how the raids happened, and what were some of the maybe worst things that you saw?
Well, raids is a little bit of an inflammatory term. What we did was execute search warrants that were signed by a Superior Court judge, and we did that over a course of 3 days. Our experience during our inspections was that many of the residents are living in extremely overcrowded conditions with makeshift walls, makeshift wiring, bad plumbing, extensive mold, rats, cockroaches. The other thing I didn't expect that we found were dozens and dozens of children. It was not uncommon to go to a site of inspection, open the door, and 5-10 kids come running out.
You know, Pini has claimed that he provides affordable housing for many people in Santa Barbara, you know, the less desirable tenants, as you say, mostly immigrants, people who can't afford the high rents that we talked about. What would you say to that?
Providing affordable housing is not an excuse for providing slum conditions. And affordability is an interesting concept here. When you pack 20 people into an apartment, the individual rents may be low, but the net take on that property is certainly not below market rate and probably much higher than market rate.
Aside from the code violations, are there human rights violations here?
I think that we're in a time right now where immigrants, particularly undocumented immigrants, are living with a lot of fear. So these are people who have little power over their lives. In my view, the living conditions were such that they would shock the conscience of the average Santa Barbaran after 30 years of spending quite a bit of taxpayer money dealing with this problem. It's my goal to end it once and for all.
Tell me about the 1,000 or more people who currently rent in Pini's properties. What happens to them if his properties are taken away?
If the receiver needs to relocate them in order to effect repairs, the receiver is empowered to pay them relocation benefits or even find them alternative housing.
And next step at this point, where are you now with the lawsuits and what happens from this point forward?
We are mid-course in all of them. We have some pretrial motions coming up shortly, and after that, we will begin to move on appointment of a receiver.
City Attorney Ariel Colon, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.